The Morgan Mansion in Alliance has a new owner. The 5,000-square-foot home on Glamorgan Street was sold at auction today for $495,000. The owner did not identify himself, but said he plans to renovate the historic structure. It has 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and 2-story porch. The sale included 10 acres of land. Kiko Auctioneers conducted the sale. An online auction of the contents will begin May 13th and continue until May 17th. The mansion was built in 1940 by William H. Morgan, Jr., former president of Morgan Engineering, and the son of Colonel William Morgan, who built Glamorgan Castle. Another Rite Aid location is closing. The store on 12th Street Northeast in Canton will be shuttered June 16th. Rite Aid announced the closure of it and 15 other locations in bankruptcy documents Tuesday. This is the 6th store in Stark County to end operations since last fall. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in October, citing declining sales and numerous lawsuits stemming from the chain's involvement in the opioid crisis. The Ohio Supreme Court has heard arguments on whether the Stark County Board of Elections violated the state's Open Meetings Act by meeting privately to consider the purchase of Dominion voting machines. Attorneys for the county and the Washington, D.C.-based group Look Ahead America made their cases today. It's not clear when justices will issue a ruling. The Elections Board met in closed-door sessions from December 2020 to March 2021 to discuss the purchase of the voting machines. Commissioners later approved buying the machines due to a court order. Look Ahead America filed a lawsuit in 2021. Commissioners were dismissed as defendants. In July 2023, the 5th District Court of Appeals affirmed a Stark County judge's ruling that found there was no wrongdoing on the part of elections officials. A Lawrence Township woman is charged with stealing funds from an elderly man. 71-year-old Crystal Donahue turned herself in today in Maslin Municipal Court. She was wanted on a warrant charging her with forgery and theft from a person in a protected class. Donahue was released after posting bond. According to court records, she allegedly forged the victim's signature on the back of a check written to him for more than $17,000. Donahue reportedly deposited the funds into her bank account and withdrew the amount for her personal use. The activity occurred between July 2022 and December 2023. Donahue is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing May 9th. Breeze Airways is adding nonstop service to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina from Akron Canton Airport. The low-cost carrier says the seasonal route will be available Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's scheduled to begin June 22nd. There will be special introductory one-way fares of $39. Breeze began service at CAK and other airports in 2021. It later added multiple destinations. A Los Angeles route is slated to begin next month. A woman is appealing her 8-year prison sentence for escaping from the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center in Lisbon. 38-year-old Ashley Crowley of Youngstown filed the appeal in the 7th District Court. In February, she was sentenced in Columbiana County Common Police Court after pleading guilty to escape, theft, felonious assault, vehicular assault, and drug possession. Crowley escaped from the lockup last August and stole a car at a nearby pizza shop. She ran over the vehicle owner's foot during the theft. Crowley was arrested by U.S. Marshals in Youngstown nearly 2 months later. The dean of students for the Youngstown School District will not be returning next school year. The Board of Education decided Tuesday not to renew Chiva Whipple's contract. WKBN-TV reports his current agreement expires at the end of the current academic year. Whipple is also the head basketball coach at East High School. In February, he was captured on video pushing a girl into a vehicle. Whipple was charged with domestic violence and criminal damaging or endangering. He is on paid administrative leave. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for May 30th. Teachers in the Youngstown School District officially have a new contract. A 2-year agreement with the Youngstown Education Association was approved Tuesday by the Board of Education. Union members ratified the deal Friday. They will receive a 2.5% raise in each year. Teachers will also pay an additional 1% toward the cost of their health insurance, increasing the amount to 11%. The district reduced the number of consecutive days teachers can be off sick without a doctor's note from 5 to 3. A protection order was handed down against East Liverpool Mayor Bobby Smith in connection with a drug investigation at a now-condemned home. 30-year-old Joseph DeCero was charged after members of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force raided the home in February. Officers reportedly found over 1,000 grams of fentanyl pills disguised as Percocet, 56 grams of cocaine, and more than $7,000 in cash. DeCero later accused Smith of threatening him in March while both were in the home as it was being inspected. Smith says he did not threaten DeCero, and 2 city housing inspectors would confirm that. A hearing will be held May 1st. 10 to 15 years in prison for a Youngstown man charged with possession of cocaine and fentanyl and a firearm specification. 43-year-old Brian James pleaded guilty in February to the charges, stemming from a 2022 investigation by the Mahoning Valley Law Enforcement Task Force. Search search warrants were served at two homes owned by James in Youngstown. He was secretly indicted by a grand jury in November. A Ravenna woman has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to 23 counts connected to setting fire to her apartment. Police and firefighters responded to an apartment building on Hazen Avenue March 17th. Police say they noticed a 64-year-old woman had burns and cuts on her arms. She reportedly made comments to officers about people being sent to kill her. She admitted starting the blaze in her living room, opening a door, and watching the flames spread throughout the building. The structure was later demolished. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.